It's Monday, and that means it's time for our weekly BizLex chat with Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, where we discuss the business news making headlines in the last week. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
This last week, UK inked a couple of deals related to its sports programs, the first with JMI Sports, this one to help fund campus improvements. How will that work?
Well, that's going to be an interesting model that the university has worked out with the athletics department and JMI, which is headed up in large part by a former host communications person who has been with the university through their marketing deals for a long time, and Tom Stoltz. JMI is going to go ahead and take over the marketing rights for the university athletics and all their venues, with the exception of Rupp Arena. Those have different contractual agreements. But so as a part of this, all the television rights and radio rights and everything that has to do with UKathletics.com and all of that will go through this 15-year, $210 million marketing deal. And as a part of that, it also gives options for other on-campus things that aren't related to the athletics department. But as a part of it, the athletics department will be using some of this money to benefit campus improvements. And we saw last year that the university got $60 million from the athletics department to build a new science building that's going to cost a total of $100 million. And that is, if not unique, extraordinarily rare in the academic world. And so this is seen as an opportunity to do more of that by selling more for more. The university is hoping to capture some of that excitement around the athletics department and the marketing that goes around it.
Also, UK announced another new partner. This one is set to handle the university's trademark licensing program. Explain what that is and what this means for the program.
Yeah, for all of those people in Lexington, which there are many that are walking around with a UK blue and a logo on them, all of that has to be licensed by the university. And in order to do that, there's a large process to go through. But what this does is it somewhat farms it out to this group called Fermata, which is based in Atlanta. And this is a 5-year deal that starts tomorrow. And it's looked at that the university brings in about $50 million annually as far as the retail price of University of Kentucky apparel. And so this will bring it all under one roof so that people that are looking to make t-shirts, make shoes, whatever that have the UK logo on it, will go through Fermata. So it's the first time the university has signed an overall deal like this. And I think it's tying in similarly in the strategy that we're seeing with the JMI signing as well.
And you recently got back from the Brookings Global Cities Initiative Forum that was held in Louisville. Give us a snapshot of that event.
Yeah, this was one of number of forums that Brookings has had in the last few years. And this one brings together the Lexington-Louisville Initiative with BEAM, the Bluegrass Economic Advancement Movement. And on Thursday last week, a large group of people met in the Ali Center in Louisville and heard from a number of people, including Mayors Gray and Fisher, Augusta Julian of Bluegrass Community Technical College, the president, and Bruce Katz, who's a Brookings Institute fellow and is author of last year's book, The Metropolitan Revolution. And he spoke on what he has theorized, that the economy of the 21st century is going to be dictated by cities and how cities interact with each other, such as Detroit and Stuttgart, Germany, working out agreements with each other as far as using information-based technology and knowledge to help both of them along, rather than going through the state legislatures from Michigan or the Congress to deal with bringing up our economy, that cities really hold the power now, whether that's because of the power structure that we've seen happen or power crumbling that we've seen in legislatures both on state and federal levels, or what. He theorizes that the cities are the ones that will have the power, and that if we're going to continue growing our economies, it's going to be done on the municipal levels.
Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Josh.